Hey, this is Ryan Grimm, and I will be in San Francisco on Sunday, March 3rd at 2 p.m. for a conversation on the progressive political movement at Book Passage in the Ferry Building in San Francisco. I'll be talking about my new book, The Squad, AOC and the Hope of a Political Revolution, with Nico Pitney. He's a co-founder and senior director of More Perfect Union, a nonprofit news organization. He's also my former colleague at HuffPost. Attendance is free and seating is first come, first serve. The book, The Squad, explores the history and future of the progressive movement and takes a deep look at the role of AIPAC and the Super PAC Democratic Majority for Israel and the way that they're shaping the contours of political debate on the question of Israel-Palestine. Should be a beautiful day at the Ferry Building Sunday. We hope to see you there. We'll link more details in the show notes.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Mehdi here. If you enjoy our show, then there's a new investigative journalism podcast that I think you're really going to enjoy as well. It's called Somebody, and it's a co-production of The Intercept, Topic Studios, and The Invisible Institute. Reporter Alison Flowers attempts to discover the truth about the shooting death of a young man on Chicago's South Side in 2016, teaming up with the young man's mother, Chappelle Wells, who launched her own investigation into her son's murder after doubting the official police narrative. Somebody will be dropping on March 31st, but you can subscribe now on your podcast app of choice.
We are the average black family trying to fight against a huge city. And everywhere we turn, we hear the doors getting slammed in our face.
My name is Chappelle Wells.
They want you to stop fighting. They want you to give up. They want you just to accept that your child is dead and just move on. But I can't do it.
This is the story of my son, Courtney.
You know, my name is Courtney Copeland. 2015 is the biggest year of my life.
He was a good child. He loved his family.
He was a ladies' man, even with his auntie and his grandmother.
He got that smile with his dimples.
I just remember thinking to myself, like, where does he get all this energy from?
I'm Chance the Rapper. Courtney Copeland was a good friend of mine.
In 2016, he wound up with a bullet in his back outside a Chicago police station.
We want justice! We want justice!
Whoever did this to my son, I ask that you turn yourself in. I ask that you ask for forgiveness from God.
And it's the story of my search for the truth.
So we went with the flyers and we were on the radio. Is anybody that can help us get answers?
You want to know what you heard? Did you see anybody running? How many shots? None of that stuff was asked.
Along the way, I teamed up with journalists and we took this case to a whole new level.
Okay, so you heard two shots fired on the block?
I was working in the emergency room, and I remember him specifically being handcuffed to the bed.
What do you do with this information?
None of this makes sense to me. I swear to God, none of it makes sense.
This is a podcast about trust and the police.
There was a rhyme that I heard back in high school. You were put here to protect us, but who protects us from you?
This is Somebody, a co-production of The Invisible Institute, The Intercept, and Topic Studios in association with Tenderfoot TV.
Everybody, somebody's every day.
This is somebody's child. Somebody deserves to know what happened. I deserve to know what happened to my son.
Coming soon, March 31st.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, this is Ryan Grimm, and I will be in San Francisco on Sunday, March 3rd at 2 p.m. for a conversation on the progressive political movement at Book Passage in the Ferry Building in San Francisco. I'll be talking about my new book, The Squad, AOC and the Hope of a Political Revolution, with Nico Pitney. He's a co-founder and senior director of More Perfect Union, a nonprofit news organization. He's also my former colleague at HuffPost. Attendance is free and seating is first come, first serve. The book, The Squad, explores the history and future of the progressive movement and takes a deep look at the role of AIPAC and the Super PAC Democratic Majority for Israel and the way that they're shaping the contours of political debate on the question of Israel-Palestine. Should be a beautiful day at the Ferry Building Sunday. We hope to see you there. We'll link more details in the show notes.